Welcome to Blog Scripts from GospelLifeLearning.com. This is Sherry Peavy, your host, and this is the place where you will find Jesus-focused teachings to help you draw closer to the heart of God. Have you ever thought about how in the Bible we're told to give all our worries and concerns to God? Okay, but have you ever thought, how do I do that? Today, we're going to give you a strategy for that. Life is hectic, isn't it? Not too long ago, I came across a Snoopy comic strip, or actually a Peanuts comic strip, and it said Charlie Brown and Linus sitting by the fence. And this is what it says. Linus says, "Life is difficult, isn't it, Charlie Brown?" And Charlie Brown says, "Yes, it is." Then Charlie Brown says, "But I've developed a new philosophy." And then he continues. He says, "I only dread one day at a time." This is from Charles Schulz. It was a comic strip of the Charlie Brown. I thought comics were supposed to be funny. It caught my interest, but I realized it struck a chord with me. Charlie Brown did. See, I can remember periods in my life when I would live by this philosophy. I didn't choose to live this way. It just seemed to be my default setting when things got really busy or when things got tough. Thoughts like, if I can only make it to Friday afternoon, the weekend will be better. If I can only finish grad school, I can get out of this boring job and get a really good one. If only I can find a better job or get a transfer to a better school or a better area or closer to home, things will be better. Thoughts like, if only I can survive my child's terrible twos, their fours, their twelves, their teens, things will get easier then. If only I can get caught up on these work deadlines, my days will be more relaxed. Or if only I can get past my required daily routine, I'll have time to rest. And I could go on and on. But the point is, I know I was living during those times by just mentally surviving day by day. And my hope was always in some potential future state of better. Just a future better than right now. Now, maybe I am only one of a small percentage of people in the world who ever lives this way, though I suspect I'm not. I suspect there are many who put on a happy face sometimes, but inside, they're just getting through day by day. Thoughts going like, if only I made more money. If only I could find the right boyfriend, girlfriend, spouse. If only this bad thing hadn't happened in my past. If only I could make time to go on vacation. If only someone hadn't left me. Or if that person hadn't passed away. Stop. Just stop. There's a better way. There's a better daily philosophy, Charlie Brown. And let me tell you, that philosophy is based on this. 1 Peter 5:7, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. And now, that is exactly what I do. I'm going to tell you what I do when I wake up, and as I'm getting ready for the day, I just cast it over to him. Oftentimes, if it's really just something that's got a hold of me that I can't stop thinking about or ruminating over, I will actually imagine myself, close my eyes and visually imagine that I have like a really large sack with all these things that could potentially be dreadful or anxiety producing or just not fun. You know, it's a big sack, like the laundry, like a big stuffed laundry bag. And I just visualize myself tossing it and Jesus catching it. And I don't even ask for anything specific. I don't ask for a particular outcome. I just literally, in my vision or my imagination, my visual imagination, I just toss it to him. It says cast. So I cast it. Toss it. He asked for our anxieties. You know, it finally dawned on me that if we don't give those anxieties to him after he has asked for them, then we are just taking responsibility for making our own mess and in our own heads. Now, the reason I typically don't ask for a particular outcome when I'm praying about these potential problems, which may or may not happen, that are kind of bringing me down, I don't ask for a particular outcome because I can trust that he already knows the best outcome. And if I give it to him with no strings attached and with no demands for a particular outcome, then he will work out what he wants in his way without my interference. And his way is much better than our ways. His way is better than my way. And this strategy develops within me a better attitude. His way helps me to focus on the positive and on the small victories and the pleasant moments within each day. And you know what? By the end of the day, I find, and if you were to try this, I think you would find that my way brings me overwhelm and stress. His way brings me peace and rest. Typically, my prayer will sound something like this. Lord, I wake up. I don't even know what to ask for or what to look for today. I'm starting to feel stressed about all I have to do, and I'm becoming overwhelmed. So I just give it to you. Go before me and work things out according to what you know is best. I know it may be a tough day, but I am trusting you to get me through and get me through with a right attitude. God is with us in spirit day by day. And when we remember this as often as we can throughout the day, if in the beginning of the day we toss those anxieties, just toss that bag of worries or concerns over to him and practice his presence throughout the day as well, everything changes in perspective. Let me just close with this verse from Psalms 143, 8. Let the morning bring me word of your unfailing love, for I have put my trust in you. Show me the way I should go, for to you I entrust my life. If we are in the morning putting our trust in Jesus, giving over our concerns to him, because if we can entrust him with our lives, then surely we can entrust him with our day. Thank you for listening. You may find free and additional resources at gospellifelearning.com, including this podcast for re-listening or its transcript for reading. You may also find free downloadable journal and study pages to help you draw closer to God with each teaching episode. You can find Gospel Life Learning on Facebook and Instagram with the username Gospel Life Learning. If you have benefited from this free content, we ask that you consider supporting this ministry by sharing the website or the podcast with your friends. Together, we can offer encouragement and support for many in finding the heart of God for our lives.